Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting second. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Traber. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vic Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Pacella. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Nipper. And now, play ball. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball four. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Traber moves to third. Vic Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Traber scores. Sheets moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Miller reaches second base with a double. Gedman moves to third. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheets, who is chasing the ball. Barrett reaches third base with a triple. Gedman scores. Miller scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rayford for a passed ball. Barrett scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shelby throws the ball into Ripken, who tags Evans trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Boggs moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans, who is chasing the ball. Shelby reaches third base with a triple. Young goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-for-1 in the game. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Oilken Boyd now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayford takes first base on ball 4. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. Rodriguez moves to third. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheets throws the ball into Ripken, who tags Gedman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards second. Barrett throws to second for one, and Gutierrez throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Murray moves to second. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-for-2 in the game. Traber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murray scores. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 3, Red Sox, 3. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rayford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Brown now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Shelby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shelby moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. Shelby moves to third. Ripken moves to second. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shelby scores. Ripken scores. It's 5-3, Orioles. Todd Cruz pinch runs for Wayne Gross. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Traber hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Mark Clear now pitching. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Vic Rodriguez. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Clear covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz now playing third base. Len Saucotton now playing second base. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Rayford and he is safe. Barrett steals second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rayford takes first base on ball 4. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Young takes first base on ball 4. Rayford moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Shelby strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-4 in the game. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nate Snell now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-3 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Snell covering, for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gedman hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutierrez strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.